TCR Diaries for August 17th, 2018. And then there was that one time when I was in high school and in a car wreck. Of course, I was drinking, so the details are all a blur. I had a huge gash on the top of my head after hitting the windshield. I would tend to believe that there was enough blood to make people worry. My friends and I are outside the car, and the police are there, and it's all a big commotion. The car is smashed, there's broken glass, flashing lights, red and blue. And I'm just there acting like an obnoxious prick. It was one of those times where I felt like I could act like a jerk, so I did. Entitlement can come in all forms. I'm still surprised the police didn't put me in handcuffs. So then the ambulance came and my friend and I are taken to the hospital. I remember being in an operating room and the staff, doctors, nurses, or whoever, are trying to stitch my head up and I'm continuing to act like an asshole. Cussing, swearing, an all-out belligerent jerk. People were just trying to do their jobs and I was making it 10 times harder than it needed to be. Lashing out at them because they were there and I was drunk. And why was I so angry? I don't know. As a teenager, I think mostly what I felt was just frustrated. Not really being in touch with my emotions, I couldn't even tell you back then that I was frustrated. It was just what I felt. I needed another cigarette. Annoyed, discontent, restless, irritable. Those are the reasons why I listened to so much angry music in the late 80s and early 90s. It was a conduit, an outlet I could plug into that helped release just a little bit of that overall emotional cramp. Put on the headphones and have the music so loud I couldn't hear anything else, including the very things going on inside that wanted to get out, that would set me free. Looking back decades later, I know why I was so distressed at 17. Because I never dealt with anything. You've all heard that before. Garbage bags of hostilities piled up inside from situations I was in that I never allowed myself to feel. Bullies in school, spiteful older brothers or whatever, take your pick. And as everyone knows, volcanoes blow when there's too much pressure. I hate that analogy because everybody uses it, but it fits. Back to the hospital. Frankly, I'm surprised that people even work in emergency rooms in the middle of the night because I'm sure I'm not the only drunken asshole they've had to fix. People like my mom, my sister, my niece, people like Sarah. Nurses who dedicate their lives to caring for souls, toxic and warmongering. I don't remember what happened after my head was stitched up. I don't remember going home or remember the next day. Probably because it's been so long ago. But what I do remember is that nothing changed in me because of the wreck or because of my behavior that night. I just went back to being my quiet self and throwing fits when I got drunk enough. What I'm most ashamed of is that night, the girl who was sitting on my lap during the crash ended up with a broken neck. And nobody knew it at first because I was out there being my worst self. After I got sober, I saw a handful of kids when speaking in treatment centers and lockups who were filled with the same kind of rage. Subconsciously waiting for someone or something to pull the pin from their grenade. And I think that once somebody goes too far down the angry path, there's little we can do to snap them out of it. Frustration layered over the hurt, the torment, the pain with nowhere to go. Those are too powerful of forces for us as parents and adults to pull them out of. If only we could touch them with a magic wand like the fairy godmother in Cinderella's pumpkin and take away their pain. But we can't. We can only love them until they can love themselves. And don't worry, moms and dads. We as parents can only hold the bow and aim for the bullseye. Our kids, as the arrows, will go where the wind blows. Or however that saying goes. Even after another car wreck and broken nose, countless stitches and staples too, I somehow turned out all right.